بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Lazzat-e Zikr-e-Naam-e Khuda Hai Chaman.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن یہ ہے فیغان آہ و فغاد کرو یہ ہے فیغان آہ و فغاد کرو دامنوں دامن کو ہمیں دل ہے کے سامگن بل یقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بل یقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن لذت نام خدا لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو حبيب الجديد كيش مني كويج فراش كيش من روز شبهي أخترك آه فغا روز شبهي أخترك آه فغا بخش دير وزمحشر مجيغ من لذتينا من خداه لذتي ذكرنا من خداه كمن لذتي ذكرنا من خداه كمن ارغفلتك دنيا هداشت دمن.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This very beautiful poem which Hazrat Al Ash'ar really bayans, and Hazrat put them in poetic form, and that also shows the great love Hazrat had. When a person has great love for something, then automatically things come out in poetic form. So it just shows the great love Hazrat had for Allah Ta'ala, for Deen, for Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what we have to develop within ourselves. Knowledge of Deen, we can get at many other places. Talks of Deen, we can also get at many other places. But the love of Deen, that is the place of the Khanqah really. That we have to come and we have to try and develop the love of Deen. The love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Akhirat, the love of Jannat, the love of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That a person starts actually enjoying the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't take it as a duty, more or less, he doesn't take it as any burden, but he finds great enjoyment in it. The faraiz also, and then afterwards it goes, and the nafal also. That also he gets great enjoyment and he looks forward to it. So that is what we have to develop. So this is where we get from the mashayikh. And Hazrat's words convey this to us. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَعَمِ خُدَى هَيَ چَمَن. The enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala is an orchard, is a beautiful garden, a beautiful orchard. So when a person starts enjoying taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, just repeating Allah, Allah, or even just thinking of it. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi at one time explained, he says, when you get tired of taking the name of Allah, as a human being, we have got our limitations. We get tired, even if reading Quran Sharif, Namaz, as our body gets tired, fatigued. He said then, when your tongue gets tired, and with your forefinger right on the nail of your thumb, Allah. In other words, still be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now your tongue is gone tired, now write it with your finger. In other words, that enjoyment should be there all the time. That if not in this way, in that way. Like water that flows down from the top to the bottom. If it gets blocked one place, it will take another route. If it gets blocked there, it will take another route. So like that, all the time we should have this enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. And that person, when he gets that enjoyment, then this dunya of being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, then that will be like a desert, like a jungle. He will hate that. And this ghaflat of Allah Ta'ala, like a person engaging in a cell phone, and now he becomes oblivious. He had to make his tilawat. Now he finds that all his time went away in the cell phone, checking this, checking that, or whatever else it may be. And or in sports, a person following sports so much, all that now will become like dasht o daman, like a very, very bitter, very, very sour. You will start hating those things. And that is really the thing that we have to try and develop, coming to the Khanqah, coming to make the name of Allah wa Islah, that the love of Deen comes and the hatred of dunya and the hatred of the ghaflat of Allah Ta'ala, that even one moment I mustn't be ghafil, I mustn't be absent-minded of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we are still in our namazes also, which was really aqimi salat li dhikri. That namaz was supposed to be established solely and only for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. But even in there, we got so much ghaflat. In fact, when the call for adhan is made, adhan is made, then from that time we should already come, we should like, the condition of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be with his family, talking with them, like a husband will talk with his family, but the minute adhan will go, then he was completely different. The Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, then his condition would be like he did not even know us. Now immediately the call of Allah has been made, and now to prepare and go for namaz and preparation for namaz. And with this we should consider, like for example, take our own example, we are like the father in the house, and if we are giving a message to our children, and we are giving a 100% good message, which is good for them, good for their deen, good for their dunya, good for their akhirah, but they're not listening at all. They're just carrying on doing their own things. Or a ustad in a class, he's speaking to his students, and they're not listening at all. They're just carrying on doing their own things. And in fact, they are shouting and making a noise and made the other things. Really, if we go and see, that is exactly our condition. The adhan is given by the munadi of Allah, the caller of Allah Ta'ala. The muadzin is not calling to himself. He is Allah's caller. Allah has appointed him. And when he is calling out, we just don't pay any attention. Then, for example, now, if we start getting restrictions on our adhan, we can blame the authorities. We can say they have got hatred for deen, they are against the Muslims, but it is we who bring it upon ourselves. What respect we show for the adhan. Adhan goes and we just carry on with all our normal things. Talking, we are on the phone, when adhan comes, really the condition should be not only of an individual, but the whole environment where the Muslims are, that we are completely now, everything is cut off, immediately a full stop. In fact, like even if we were talking on the phone, not even so much that now that we say adhan is going, sorry, finish, just switch off. That should be really our condition. We're talking, Nabi Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to completely switch off from dunya as soon as adhan starts going, when he hears the call. So that is how we should also be. So that respect of adhan is not there. Then how many of us really think that we reply to the adhan? When we don't even listen to the adhan, no respect of the adhan, then practically there is no question of replying to the adhan, which is so, so important. And then to respond to the adhan. Normally perhaps we will go for namaz, but now when the starting of our whole that ibadat of that namaz was so weak, then the condition of our namaz is also like that. Now we are just making it for the faraz namaz. The sunnahs, many times we are missing them out also, those sunnahs which are before namaz. And then in namaz also, now there won't be that concentration. And then we were engaged in dunya, on the cell phone, whatever work, then immediately salam is finished, we want to get back to that again. Our phones come out almost immediately after making salam. We are checking again for whatever it is. What has to be developed is the love of this deen. That for adhan also, for namaz also, and all these dunya things, the sports, all these things, a hatred comes in our heart for it. And we should make tawbah in our young days perhaps. And we were involved in sports, we cherish sports, etc. We should make tawbah. And we should try our best that our children now, our students, don't also make the same mistake also. That they from now, from the start, that this the hatred of this, just following the sports, kuffar's fault. People who are atheists, who are drunkards, who are gamblers, who are humanizers, and the way we cherish them and we have regard for them, if we have a little bit of regard, in fact, for our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much we got for them, how much we will, gold is scored, and see how people go mad about the whole thing. If we had that little bit left for our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we came to know one sunnah, we see somebody practicing on the sunnah, and our heart gets happy like that. How we jump and scream when a six is, somebody hits a six, and how we become like out of control of ourselves also. If we see somebody's pabund with namaz, we should become so happy. Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par, whoever made hijrat on your name, whether this is the literal hijrat, leaving one place to for another, and this is all our hijrat also, small hijrat we made, we left our homes, we came to the majlis here, and if it is on the name of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and inshallah it is for that, we are not coming here to show our face, or for somebody to praise us or anything, we are coming for the pleasure of Allah. So this hijrat of ours, and whatever type of hijrat, and like for example, ulama, they leave their hometown, and they go and teach in another place. So that is also a hijrat. They have made a hijrat. They have left their hometown, their family, the place where they grew up, and they gone to another place for the sake of deen, they are gone. That is also a hijrat. But of course, the real hijrat is that for the sake of deen, a person leaves his place and he goes to another place. And as Hazrat explains in front, yeah, is also that hijrat, that al-muhajir, man hajara ma nahallahu anha. That a muhajir is that person really who makes hijrat from all that which Allah has made haram for him. He leaves his life of ghaflat, of unmindfulness, and he goes towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is the real hijrat. Pa gaya wo bahari watan. That person has already got, Hazrat stresses it twice, pa gaya, there is no doubt, a person who makes that hijrat, and even this hijrat of ours that we have come, and we do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we will get the beautiful spring, the season of spring of our home. In other words, great enjoyment, which normally we say, home sweet home. And really for a mu'min, home sweet home is Jannat. Home sweet home is the place of our shaykh, where we go and we learn about deen, where we acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. Home sweet home is Al-Madinatul Munawwara, by Rawdah-e Mubarak, by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So a person who does this and gains that love, he will get that enjoyment. Whenever we have seen so many people, by Allah's fazal, Allah showed us also people by the Khanqas, by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, by our Shaykh in Karachi, people who come there, you can see the enjoyment they get when they are in the Khanqa, when they are at that place where they are getting connected to Allah Ta'ala, where the love of deen is coming, they find that great enjoyment there. Hey, zaruri gunahu kubi chhor de. And with that, it is very important that we give up gunas also. We make hijrat from our gunas. Hijrat from la yani, fuzul. La yani, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. One of the very, very short hadith as far as words are concerned. But ulama have written that this is one third of deen, giving up of la yani. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that it is one of the four hadith that in which all the teachings of the hadith come in. The summary of the hadith, this is one of that hadith, that to give up la yani, and and the excellence of Islam and the beauty of Islam and the enjoyment and pleasure of Islam comes into a person when he gives up his la yani. That is fuzul, unnecessary thing. Which things that give us no benefit in deen or in dunya. We're just wasting our time. We're just passing our time. No benefit there is in it. Like this, in fact, the kuffar sports which we are following, that is not even layani, that is haram to follow that, wasting our time in that. On the phone, how much of our time goes? How many things are in haram? Other things are in layani. In anything, just wasting our time. That hadith also teaches us that not one second of our life also should be wasted. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahmatullah alayhi, visited one of our ulama in India. He had great, great regard for the India of the subcontinent. And Allah give us the tawfiq to make qadr. Ulama, great, great ulama of the world have enumerated. Our ulama, Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Ambetwi, Mawlana Zakaria Sahib, all our great ulama, more greater than even Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, then Allama Aini, this great, great ulama, which people really the world regard them, and they were so great. But what Allah has given to our ulama, as far as ilm of hadith is concerned, as far as the service of the subject, the fun of hadith is concerned, and as far as piety and righteousness, what great position Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given them. So these great, great ulama, so Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahmatullah Ali, visited one of our ulama, and he found that his room that he had, there were two doors, one to exit that side and one to exit this side. And by both sides he had a pair of sandals, chappal. So he told him, isn't this extravagant? That one pair of sandals are enough. When you want to go this side, you can take it and go there. When you want to go this side, you take it and you go there. But when he gave his explanation, he said the time that it takes to take the sandals from this side to that side, or from that side to this side, to save that side, that time, I bought these two sandals. And I used, so see how much they value time. Our mind also won't even, and in any remote way, our mind won't even go to those things. But those just, and it can't be a big room, must be a small room. How long will it take? Four steps, five steps, seven, eight at the most from one door to the other. But even that, he does not want to waste that time. Today we want to save money, but time, which is a commodity which cannot be replaced. Money can be replaced. For example, we know it's our habit, unfortunately. There's a sale somewhere, President Hyper, Checkers, ShopRite, and butter is cheap, or anything else. We will spend 1 hour, 2 hours to go and buy to save a few rands. And in the process, we are spending more money in time also, and in money also, our petrol, wear and tear, all that we are spending. We are not conscious. Or buzurgs who are conscious, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, one buzurg, with regards, he calculated the time of eating food. Like we take roti, we break a piece, we take morsel, we put it in our mouth, we chew it, etc. And how long that takes, and if he just takes sattu, like flour, and he puts it in his mouth and drinks water over it, he found the difference that he takes. And of course, even in eating that roti, he wasn't wasting time. How long we take for a meal? Our meal, we sit down, we wait, one course, two course, this comes, that comes. How long we take talking all the time, that wasn't there. He was just having his meal. But then just to put that the flour, the oats or something like that in the mouth, drink water over it, he found he can say 30 times more subhanallah. So he stopped eating and he just started having, so that he saved the time of saying 30 times more subhanallah. Today we get so much time of saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, but we don't, we just waste, our time just goes idle. So to appreciate this time, so that person, so all this la yani, guna is out of the question. Even la yani, unnecessary things which are For example, there is no benefit, no harm in it. That also a person, then he will get the beauty and enjoyment of Islam. Asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Actual hijrat is not only to give up our hometown. And in fact, jihad also. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We have returned from the small jihad, what we really call the big jihad. Fighting the enemy, facing the enemy, fighting them. And now when we are returning to Medina Sharif, now we are returning to the big jihad, the jihad of the nafs. Similarly, hijrat, one is leaving out one's hometown and going to an Islamic country. That is hijrat. But the real hijrat is to give up gunas. Yehe faydane ahu fuga dekh lo. And how will a person get this? This is the faiz, the beautiful fruit of crying to Allah Ta'ala. These are the things that we should be making dua for. Many of us, we don't understand also, what must we ask for? Like Allah has given us everything, we take it for granted. But nothing we can take for granted. Our health, our eyes, our brains, our heart, what we know the next moment, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala for it. Our masjids we took for granted, nobody ever could dream that our masjids will be closed. So we should make dua. Our adhans, we should make dua. Now even our adhans, restrictions have been put on our adhans also. We don't know what the next after this. So we should become conscious and make duas to Allah Ta'ala. The Hadrat says this is the result of the duas, that a person asks for the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of deen must be put, oh Allah, give me the love of deen. Give me the enjoyment and the enjoyment of tilawat of Quran, of taking your name. Oh Allah, I'm so sinful. I don't feel like taking your name. I don't get no enjoyment in taking your name. Looking at a film for 1 hour, 2 hours, that I have enjoyment. I look forward to it. But to take your name for 1 minute, that I find difficult. To read Durood Sharif, I don't find that eagerness to read Durood Sharif. To check up other things, to find out the score, who has won, who has lost, that eagerness is in me. What message has come on my phone, that I'm eager about. But about the love of Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of zikr, the enjoyment of dua, these are those things that we have to find. Damane koh me dil hai kaisa magan. And when I am in the lap of the mountain, at the mountain, away from the world, engaged only with Allah Ta'ala, magan ho gaya. I'm gone in great ecstasy, in great enjoyment. When a person gets those moments when he's all alone, whether it is his tahajjud time, whether it is any other time. In fact, one lady who passed away lately, and also a very Mubarak mort she got, towards the end, she just couldn't want to mix with and even with family people. Whenever they would come, she starts just making a zikr loudly, so that the hearts go off and they go away. Just all the time in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And many other people. Another lady, some time ago she passed away, also an old lady. She like all the time just in bed. So all think that she's like ill, but she just wanted to be on her own, so that she can be just making her zikr all the time, and just be with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this condition, Allah Ta'ala, by barakat of dua, then Allah blesses a person with this enjoyment, which unfortunately we can't dream about also. And for us, we think, how can it be possible also, that a person gets enjoyment in Quran tilawat, that he doesn't want to answer the phone, he doesn't want to mix with people, and he, as a duty, he does it. But his enjoyment is in the Quran Sharif, in the tasbih, in the zikr of Allah, du'as with Allah Ta'ala. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat awliya. And Hadrat says, bil yaqeen, without any doubt, every person will get the enjoyment of nisbat awliya, the connection which the awliya have with Allah Ta'ala. Any and every person can get it. And bil yaqeen, Hazrat says, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That person who gets in his heart that enjoyment of being with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that person, he will get this enjoyment, he will get this nisbat-e-awliya. When he gets his, when his heart is connected and he enjoys taking the name of Allah and he prefers his solitude to his, being mixing with people and going around, being on the phone, phoning now this person, phoning that person now, and all other types of haram things also, all that, his heart is off that completely. All the sports, all this TV is the one of the worst enemies that we have. One person in those days when there was just a landline phone, a mufti, a very pious person, he's passed away, Allah grant Jannat, he didn't keep a phone at home. He said that the phone at home, you have put a stranger right in your house. So if you're not at home, anyone can phone and they can chat with your wife. You have put it there. And anyone can contact there. And anything can start from there. So when that is the case, then this TV and all these other things, all this the cell phone, we have given access to all, to shaitan, direct access we have given to ourselves, to our heart, to our families. We gave them access, open access all the time. So a person, one person also, a very pious person, he said, since the keys of the cars, the woman got the keys, their whole modesty is gone. The freedom, which is real freedom, which is living in parda properly at home, that is gone. All their rights and womanhood has been taken away from them. Since they got the keys of the car and they just were driving around now, all this has been taken away from them. So, to get this is that love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what we have to work for, to engage with Allah ta'ala. Shahre mehboob hoga, jahan bhi kahin, and wherever the city of our beloved will be. How many people, one great buzzard, he asked his murid, his very close, special murid, that what is the most beloved for you? He said, to look at my Shaykh. And which is the most beloved place? The place of my Shaykh. In other words, the place where we find Allah. That should be the most beloved to us. Wherever we are finding Allah Ta'ala. Aashiko ka suna hai, wahi hai watan. We have heard that is the real watan. Our home, our hometown. My home is the place where we find Allah Ta'ala. So from there also we can see that the masjid is the real home of a believer. As it comes in the riwayat, that for a believer, for a mu'min, for a namazi, his home is the masjid. And for a believer, his city is the masjid. In a city, all your needs get full. A city is normally referred to in Shariat as that place where all your basic needs are fulfilled. Where there is a court also, where there is a post office also, where are the shops also for all your basic needs, all they get fulfilled there. So that is a city of a believer. The masjid is the city where all our needs get fulfilled. And the home of a musalli is the masjid, where he finds that. So this is the place where our heart should be connected to. And we are here in the masjid. But today, unfortunately, the masjids are closed to us also. And that also we can blame the authorities. We didn't appreciate the masjids. When they were open, how much we are also, for those who were coming to the masjid, we were the last to come. Or just enough time, just the least possible time that we could give to the masjid we were giving. As far as our food is concerned, and if on the dasturkhan only rice is put, nothing else, we will have objection. Where's the curry? Where's the dahi? Where's this? Where's the achar? Where's the chutney? All those things. Where's the papad? All the extras we want. If there is just roti that is put on the table, then that is enough. Just eat your roti and that's your supper. but we are not satisfied. We want all the extras. And Allah's ibadat, we cut it down to the very core, to the very basic. And these are those people who are making ibadat. We are cutting down to the core. And little extra, two rakat nafil namaz is so difficult for us. To make certain a little while in the masjid, make the zikr of Allah is so difficult. So we want all the extras from Allah, and we don't even want to give the basics to Allah. Our namaz, our faraz namaz also we cut short. On one occasion, one student was making imamat, so the third, fourth rakat he was making very short. So I asked him, how come you're making so short? How are you reading Surah Fatiha so fast? So he was only reading three times Subhanallah. So I told him, you must read the whole Surah Fatiha. So he said, I have to read the whole Surah Fatiha. Like a burden it was. Like it was something. You read three times Subhanallah, you're on safar somewhere. Safar is the qasar namaz, then you don't read. Like for example, Maghrib, you're reading your third rakat, you're on safar, you're in a hurry. The plane is going to take off any moment, then it's a different story. But just for no reason. And then we forget all these things, and we take all our shortcuts, and we are cutting corners everywhere, and we are making things so short. But when we want from Allah, every detail in our food, in our clothing, our bedroom, how many extra things? In our homes, how many extra things? Just the basic of a house is a very basic thing. But who of us are satisfied with the basic? We want all the extras. But when we have to give Allah Ta'ala, then even the basics we are cutting corners there also. So Allah Ta'ala, this love has to come of deen. And when that love comes, then it will be like that one old lady also making namaz all the time. And they told her that they will tell the Maulana that you finish namaz, you're making again. And the Maulana will stop you. She said, I'll hit that Maulana. Namaz, that love for that namaz, what came in her. So within the limits of Sharia, but this love of deen, that is what we have to try and develop and bring into our lives. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? And then of course, when this happens, then what to say of the enjoyment of Medina? Kaash hota Medina mein mera watan. If only it was that Medina was my hometown. And now, when all this restriction, how many people, mashallah, used to go for Umrah regularly. All the time people were up and down, unfortunately. But let our hearts be still there. And now is the season of Hajj. How many people at this time normally, Medina Sharif should have been full now. Makkah Sharif should have been full, unfortunately. But let our hearts be there. Kaash hota Medina mein mera watan. Kis tarah mein kahu dil se, eh dosto. How should I say from my heart, oh my friends? Zindabad, eh watan. Zindabad, eh watan. That Zindabad, be alive, be occupied, be flourishing all the time, oh my watan. And that is the real watan, Medina Sharif. The real watan, where wherever we find Allah, the masajid of Allah, that they must be flourishing all the time. Today, unfortunately, we see that the stadiums of the world are full to capacity with people. And the Haram Sharif is empty. There's nobody there. It should really have been the opposite. And how much does that worry us? How many of us make dua at least? How many of us try to attend the masajid? Hey, watan mein, magar dil, Madine mein hai. A person really is fortunate that he's in his hometown, but his heart is in Medina. That is what we must try. Now also we should cherish those days when we were going. We could go to the Haram whenever we wanted to. And we could go early, and we are there in the Haram. We are at Rozai Mubarak. Hey, Medina, fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Oh, Medina, hundreds of other homes can be sacrificed for you. You are my real home and my real place. Very fortunate is that person who finds in his love, in his heart, the real love of Medina Sharif. And unfortunately, how many of us, we are in Medina, but we are following the sports of the world, the kuffar sports, while we are in the haram of, while we are in the haram, or the politics of the world, the weather, the conditions. We are worried of our businesses back home, and we are there in Medina Sharif. Nek logo mein ho sahibe darde dil, and amongst the pious people, that person who has got darde dil, the love of the heart, enjoyment of the ibadat of Allah, of Haram Sharif, of Makkah Sharif, of Medina Sharif, and so that person amongst the pious people, like وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us the imam of the muttaqeen. Just to be an imam is something, but to be an imam of the pious people. So the person who, amongst the pious people, who has got that love of Allah, and that is what we get here in the Khanqah, really, that it isn't just to become pious, but to get this dard-e-dil. He chaman me koi jaise rashke chaman. It is like a person who is in a garden, but he hasn't got the enjoyment of that garden. But there's another person, the garden envies that person. One is to enjoy the garden, and one is the garden appreciates that this person here, he is the rashke chaman. He is the envy of the garden. In other words, he knows the value of the garden. Hey, that is, there are many people who have got many things, but they don't really know the value of it. And really, all of us, our wives we got, but how many of us know the value of the wife? Hey, to value the wife. All the wives have got their husbands, but how many really value their husbands? So to value that person, that is a great thing. So to be in the garden, and that the garden envies you, that you have appreciated me. Like that person, porter, who had a diamond on the head of his donkey. The donkey didn't know the value of the diamond. The owner didn't know the value. But a jeweler, he will know the value. So like that, to know the value of deen, we are making namaz, we are doing everything. But amongst us, who are those who really, we become die hard for deen? For our namaz, for the masjid, the love of it. Roz o shab hai, ye akhtar ki aahu fuga. Hazrat says, this is night and day, this is my dua, and my dua of aahu fuga, crying and pleading to Allah Ta'ala, bakhsh de roz e mahshar mujhe zulminan. O Allah, who is most kind, who showers us with his favors innumerably. O Allah, have mercy on me, forgive me on the day of Qiyam. That is what we have to have. Nobody should ever get the idea that my ibadat so much, my namazes, my tilawat, we should just be begging for forgiveness. Fault will come out of everything of ours. Hey, our namaz, our ibadat, everything will be faulty. We just have to beg for forgiveness. And that also, only that person will be able to have that person who has found Allah and has recognized Allah and the greatness and the you and the high position of Allah, he will realize that all my things are faulty. People can praise me as much as they want to, but I know how faulty I am, totally faulty, that I've got no value whatsoever. When that comes into a person, that humility, that also, that then also he will get the love of Allah, the love of deen. So may Allah bless us with this great bayan of our share and make it a reality in our lives, inshallah.